With that, I am not preaching today, and I'm actually really excited to introduce Bruce Umstead, who's going to be giving the sermon. So every summer, I try and have like one or two people, congregants, get up and share a little bit, like maybe part of their story or something. And I'd been getting to know Bruce over the last few years, and I just really like him. And I thought, oh, I think people would enjoy getting to know him a little bit more. And I also know that he enjoys a microphone, which you'll learn a little bit more about here later. So let's give Bruce a warm welcome.
Is this thing even on? Can you hear me? Yes, my name is Bruce Umstead, and I've been a member of Blue Ocean for a few years now. I appreciate this opportunity, Emily. I have had the opportunity to teach a couple of classes on deconstruction. Once a month, I run Zoom TV. Hi, Zoomies. Yeah. And sometimes I bake the communion bread. When I'm not at Blue Ocean, I am a stand-up comedian. Who has a day job? The day job has something to do with technology. I'm short on details. I don't know. I don't think Emily asked me to speak because I'm a stand-up comedian. Talk about bad life choices. I tell too many jokes about my daughters and my girlfriend. Way too many jokes about my girlfriend. So I'm going to take this opportunity to say, Father, forgive me for I have sinned, and thank you for the material. That's how that works. I also don't think, Emily asked me to speak about one of my favorite Bible stories, and I'm not going to speak on this, but Daniel in the lion's den. It's very appropriate to me because I'm a Spartan living in Ann Arbor. Yeah. That's right. Let us pray. Yeah. Okay. Hail Mary, full of grace, blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. And Tom Izzo. Oh, wait, that's just a terrible rumor. I'm sorry. Okay. I can't believe it. My secular friend said, that could be sacrilegious, Bruce. I'm like, not at our church. No, I think Emily asked me to speak because I have an alter ego. His name is Dude Jesus. He shows up on a lot of different t-shirts I own. This one is my favorite. It says, I never said that. And that is true. Jesus never said that. But Dude Jesus, he's like, if the dude from the Big Lebowski, any fans in here for the Big Lebowski? Yeah. And Jesus were the same person at the same time on the same cosmic plane. It's totally rad, dude. That's who Jesus is. And of course, during Lent, he has a podcast. He has a podcast because he's a bro. That's how that works. The podcast is called Lectio Bro. It's a chill version of an ancient Christian practice called Lectio Divina. Have you heard of that? Yeah. I really like it. It's called Divine Reading. I needed it because I am a recovering Daily Audio Bible junkie. Have anybody heard that podcast? Daily Audio Bible. They rush through the scripture so they can read the Bible in a year. And I did that for 7 years in a row. Pop, 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 pop. Yeah. Speed reading to hear God speak to you. That does not work very well. So Lectio Divina is exactly opposite. It selects a couple verses every day, and it reads it through three or four times so that you can ask, what is God really trying to say to me in this scripture? And so what I thought is that we could go through that together today. That would be the format for our talk. Does that sound good? Yeah. Okay. Just so you know that me and Dude Jesus, we refer to God as Yahweh or Yah. So I'll switch those words out. It's cool, you know. He goes by that from time to time. I am going to go a little lighter on the bro speak. That's more for our Zoomies. Okay. That's good. But I want to plant this question for you. Before we get started, we kind of covered it in the initial scripture. What can separate us from the love of Yah? Think about that. What can separate us from the love of Yah? When Dude Jesus invites us into Lectio Bro, he asks us to close our eyes and breathe just a few minutes to kind of clear our mind. So I'll ask you to do that if you don't mind. Close your eyes and take a deep breath in and let it go. One more time, breathe in deeply, and then let it go. You can open your eyes. We're going to dive in. Cool. Lectio, that is the first step in Lectio Divina. It means reading. Today, I selected Romans chapter 8, verses 31, 34, 38, and 39. For our first reading, I'm going to read it from the New Revised Standard Version. We like that version around here. So here goes. I'll read it. What then are we to say about these things? If Yah is for us, who is against us? Who will separate us from the love of Christ Jesus? Will hardship or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? No, in all things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life nor angels nor rulers nor things present nor things to come nor powers nor height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of Yah in Christ Jesus our Lord. Profound. So let's ask that question again. What can separate us from that love? That's the question we're meditating on. And that's step number two. It's called meditatio, for meditation. Typically we reread it. I like to say that I'll get it right this time. But I want you to listen for the words that capture your attention or your imagination. So let's read it maybe a little bit more reflectively this time. This time I'm going to read just verses 38 and 39, and I'm going to do it in Do Jesus Speak? That's his translation. So, we are more than World Cup champions, and you know that. Not because life gets easier, but because we are already loved. That's the part we seem to keep missing. I am convinced, and I mean deep down in my bones convinced, that death can't erase this. Life can't drown it out. No angel or demon can destroy it. The great Odysseus, he has nothing on us, bro. Nothing that has happened here and now can hold us back, and nothing that's still on the way, like space aliens. But that's the topic of my next talk. No power, no height, no depth. Nothing, bro. Nothing in the whole wild universe can knock us from the real Jesus' love. Okay, ask yourself, what word or phrase might have caught your attention? If you have a pen, you can write that down. That's what meditatio allows you to do, is just really reflect on what Yahweh is trying to speak to you. We also take a little bit of a pause here to think about that. Oratio. This is the third step in Lectio Divina. It's for prayer. It's called oratio. And there are several little things you can do during this. We don't recite the scripture, but it's a time for us to reflect back what we'd heard. So you got that phrase or word. You can think about it. Perhaps you could pray something like I do. It's like, Father Yah, I'm still feeling separated from you right now. Can you show me ways to clear out this clutter and this stuff that gets in the way? Or we could pray, Yahweh, thank you for the promise captured in Paul's words. And I'm going to claim it today. Nothing can separate us. I believe it, even when I don't feel it or see it. See, Lectio Divina is not about having a polished prayer or something that we can recite. We don't have to have the right words. We just need to express how we feel to the Almighty, to the Divine, who really loves us and is leading us. That's why he gave us the scripture in the first place, right? So then there's the third step. It's called contemplatio, and it's for contemplation. Typically, we'll read it again, the scripture, but I'm not going to do that today. We already had it read a third time at the beginning. Thank you. Today, I wanted to share the story of how I came to Blue Ocean. It's very fitting since it is the time of the Odyssey, isn't it? Anybody seen that movie? Yeah. No humble brag here. I saw it in 70 millimeter. Don't recommend second row, though. It's a little bit too intense. So I'll tell you the story. A few years ago, in a land not that far away, the Lansing area, I used to volunteer at a local chapter of Celebrate Recovery, Christian AA. You guys hear that? Yeah, with all the crazy politics and my recent divorce, that ended up being my church. I'd go. Then I got to backpack and hike on the weekends. It worked out pretty well. At Christian AA, it's just like regular AA. You have to introduce yourself and admit to everybody what you struggle with. For example, I would say, "Hi, my name is Bruce." And they would say, "See, you're going to fit right in." That's how that works. Yeah, I'd say, "Hi, my name is Bruce. I'm a grateful believer in Yah. And I struggle with fish are friends, not food." Oh, sorry, that's the wrong Bruce. Anybody Finding Nemo fans? No? Bruce is the number one name in sharks. Thanks, Spielberg. That's true. He named the shark in Jaws Bruce. Christian AA ended up being a very special time because I met my friend Denny at Christian AA. Denny was a reverse snowbird. He had moved back from Michigan to Orlando. I don't know why. But right away, I could tell he had some questionable choices in athletic teams because I would say, "Go green," and he would say, "Go blue." That's not how that works. Denny is unapologetically gay. Woo! Yeah. And he had joined Christian AA to work his way out of depression, and he wanted some heterosexual friends to help. And looking around my suburban hometown, he was right to pick our little group in the basement. So there he was. But honestly, at the time, as a lifelong evangelical, I didn't know what to make of Denny, right? I mean, my sister, she's gay, devout Christian, and a Methodist, can you believe it? So a little crazy, but, you know, like all younger sisters are. But she was family, so you can accept and love, and she helped. But I didn't expect to meet someone like Denny at a recovery program in a church basement. That's not who you expect to meet there. But week after week, Denny showed up and he did the work. He was always smiling, always asking how I was doing, always glad to see me. Over time, something inside me changed. Denny stopped being Denny who struggles with depression. He started becoming Denny, my friend. Somewhere along the way, I got to realize that my volunteering at Christian AA, sure, it was helping with my struggles, but it was ministering to me through Denny. And I was so grateful for Denny and his friendship. So it was my turn to give the weekly talk, and the topic was gratitude, no less. So, of course, I invited Denny to do my presentation with me on the stage. And that night, we celebrated our friendship, we celebrated the group, we celebrated recovery, we celebrated this love we're talking about today that we shared through Jesus. Afterward, however, I found out that the group's leadership asked me not to speak ever again. Here at Blue Ocean, we know why, right? I could click slides from the back, but no more making people uncomfortable. See, Denny's unapologetic gayness made people nervous, and they provided the snacks. And you know, you don't mess with people's snacks. No. So, getting benched hurt, not because I couldn't speak anymore to the group, but because somehow loving my gay friend Denny through Jesus was so controversial. I mean, it was a little bit of a wake-up call. Not even regular AA distinguishes, yeah. But Christian AA did. Eventually, Denny left the group. He went on to be part of another group that was inviting people like him to love Jesus together. Well, the host church of this group decided they didn't want drunks in the basement anymore, so they kicked us all out. And I had to find a new church. My relationship with my Ann Arbor girlfriend was taking off, no joke. And she said, "Bruce, if you want me to go to church with you, you have to find a church that would marry my lesbian daughter." I'm like, "Well, we're about to live together in Ann Arbor. Duh." Yeah. My conservative friend says there's churches like that on every corner that require gay marriage. Sure enough, I did a simple Google search. LGBTQ affirming evangelical church. And that is not an oxymoron, right? Blue Ocean popped to the top. I'm like, "Huh, an evangelical church with a gay woman pastor. This should be interesting." We logged onto Zoom, because that's what was happening then, and the rest was history, and it felt like home. So that asks, you know, that begs Paul's question one more time. What can separate us from the love of Yahweh? As Paul does, he loves to make lists. And many of us have suffered from those lists. But I want to remind us of the list that we just studied, right? What can separate us from God's love? Death, life, angels, rulers, hardship, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, the sword, height, depth, nothing in all creation. What a claim. But I always find it interesting to find out what Paul leaves out of his lists. Did you see it? Come to think of it, Denny taught me something Paul didn't have to write down, right? Yah's love never stopped reaching for Denny and reaching through Denny to me. But there is one thing that gets in the way, right? It's called us. Our fear, our pride, our prejudice, our certainty that we know who belongs and who doesn't. That's the humanness that we are overcoming. That is why I'm so grateful I found Blue Ocean. This is a place where we all belong. And I'm still learning, I'm still growing, and still making room for this amazing love we're talking about today. Friends, that's the challenge. Can we leave room for Yah's love to surprise us? That's really the promise of this list Paul gives us. Because if Romans 8 is true, and I believe it is, nothing can separate us from the love of Yah. Not even us. Thanks, Paul. You nailed it. In closing, I'd like to close my talk the way Do Jesus closes his podcast. All right, sisters and brothers in the beautiful day. That's been Lectio Bro for today. You can take what stood out to you. Let it roll around in your hearts and minds for a bit. But just remember, you don't have to have it all figured out. Just abide, man. Just abide. Thank you.